I think I was probably 5 years old. I went to a facility that was like a preschool for our kids. Mm-hmm. And then basically the way it functioned was that we would play games and we would read books mm-hmm. and we would interact with the teachers, mm-hmm. all completely in English. Mm-hmm. The teachers were native speakers mm-hmm. and it was memorable because that was one of my first experiences with actual mm-hmm. full native English speakers, and I'm pretty mm-hmm. sure that did affect how I learned English mm-hmm. in the future. And mm-hmm. as a result, my parents did always read books to me because mm-hmm. they realized how I was actually interested mm-hmm. in listening to the teachers mm-hmm. Read the stories out loud, mm-hmm. and that was the easiest way for me to pick up the language. So that was the most memorable English language learning experience. Mm-hmm. And my most memorable reading experience was when I was doing the IB, mm-hmm. when I had to, that was the first time I had to approach literature mm-hmm. from a literature point of view. Mm-hmm. Like, that was the first time, because I went to a local school, so in mm-hmm. the past, mostly we engaged in grammar.
Right.
And ever since, in the IB, that was the first time I had to read a text and understand it from mm-hmm. a literature point of view.
Mm-hmm.
And the book we read was Heart of Darkness by Joseph Conrad. Mm-hmm. I had read classics and books of that similar nature before, but never from a scholar mm-hmm. or academic point of view. Mm-hmm. And that was my most memorable reading experience because it taught me to read much more in depth, mm-hmm. especially in terms of the themes and the wordings used and how mm-hmm. the characters were construed.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, that's it.
So I want to know, like, when you first read something from a literature point of view, what was it like?
It was very different in terms of the mindset you had to adopt. The first time I read that book, I did read it not from an academic point of view. I read it purely from the feel of the story. And the second time I had to read it, which was somewhere before my exams, I had to actually look through every single word and highlight, for example, the key phrases and the development of the characters. It was a lot more focused on the details, on the parts that usually when you're reading as just a leisure reader, you wouldn't actually pay much notice of. For example, mm-hmm. the use of hyperboles
mm-hmm.
or other literature devices, like how the story itself was structured in terms of the beginning and the ending and so mm-hmm. on and so forth. So it was a lot more in-depth and a lot more challenging than what a leisure reader would usually mm-hmm. do. But then in a way it did affect how I read books afterwards, because after that experience I learned what were the minor points that made a piece of
mm-hmm.
writing actually stand out from its peers, like mm-hmm. for example why something would be a classic mm-hmm. while something else would just be a piece of rag
mm-hmm.
to put it bluntly. But yeah.
Right. Yeah, so like in a book, I think it's like from a literature point of view, there's like the usage of language and there's the development of characters.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you think they're equally important, or do you think like there's one side of them is more important than the other side?
I think it depends fully on the reader itself. Mm-hmm. For example, when I had to do my IB, I chose a topic on how the use of language reflected the context
mm-hmm.
of the time.
Mm-hmm.
So in that case, I had to focus on the wordings used. But I generally, as a leisure reader, I like to read books from a character's point of view.
Mm-hmm.
So if it wasn't for the fact that I had to do an exam, I would have continued to read it from the development of the characters instead of the focus on how the words were used and how the words were used to express the struggles of that point in history.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it fully depends on the reader, but then I'm pretty sure that most people actually enjoy reading because of the character development instead
right.
of the use of language,
right.
purely because as humans we generally like to read something and connect to them, and
mm-hmm.
you can't really connect to words, you connect more
right.
to characters.
Mm-hmm.
And in a way it also shows how a writer is able to develop their writing through the use of language
mm-hmm.
in showing what a character thinks, what a character feels, how their values are shaped, and why we should care about a character at all.